The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Hey, good morning to all of your listeners. Fine morning in Trinidad and Tobago. And I think the as you rightly put it, it's the right time to have a discussion about Trinidad and Tobago football and all that surrounding the recent performances of our Soca Warriors.
Yeah, now the question of the performance, meaning the adaptability to environment and all of that, came up in the discussion. Now, the performance of the team, how do you think they did coming together at the time that they did, or the amount of time that they had to work with?
I think it's commendable what they would have achieved at the Gold Cup. Of course, it started with a bit of a disastrous result against the USA, losing 5-0. Mm-hmm. Going into the tournament, this would have been identified as our toughest game. The USA is usually a team that gives us quite a bit of headache in trying to overcome them. So having to play them first up in this tournament certainly would have given us, would have put the team in a bit of an uncomfortable position before the start of the tournament. But, you know, we would have planned accordingly, etc., knowing that getting over that or getting through that fixture in a decent way would line us up to take on Haiti and Saudi Arabia, two teams that we would target as the teams that we could potentially defeat in order to progress through to the knockout stage of this competition. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get the results that we needed against either opposition following that 5-0 defeat, a 1-1 draw with Haiti. Coming from behind with Haiti down to 10 men would have left a bit of a disappointing feeling over the, not just the squad, I'm sure, but definitely the general public, who looked at that game in particular as the one that we needed to win to put some pressure on Saudi Arabia heading into the final game. That said, we went into that final game against Saudi Arabia still with hopes, because we had a point against Haiti, and a win would definitely put us above Saudi Arabia because they were also defeated by the USA. And again, the way that Dwight York lined his team up in that match, I think sort of gave early indication that he was going to try to get the result and of a win. Again, unfortunate that we weren't able to eat that out. We did score first, and we held the lead for a bit, but unable to hold on, and not for a lack of chances coming down the stretch, but just, you know, this is the way football goes, and definitely international football goes sometimes.
Did we overestimate the contribution by Seeley? Did we put too much pressure on him being an international player playing for Trinidad and Tobago?
I would not say so at all. I think Dante Seeley has only been introduced to the squad quite recently. Actually, I believe he made his debut against St. Kitts, and a dazzling debut at that, with 2 goals on international debut. You can't ask for anything better as a player or as a coach, asking a player to come into an international environment for the very first time. So, and what we've seen of Dante Seeley from then to now, he's quickly become a fan favorite, and definitely he's one of the players that we would want to think will be a mainstay in Dwight York's plans for future endeavors, in particular the World Cup qualifiers that are coming up in September, October, and November of this year. So to say that he was under pressure, I would not say so. Dante Seeley has already shown, you know, that sort of mentality that he is, that he does belong in this team and does belong at the international stage. He would have been a player that we looked at for a very long time. He represented the USA at the youth level. So to have him commit to Trinidad and Tobago and to hit the ground running as he did, with 2 goals in his debut and then a fantastic item against Saudi Arabia, he's definitely shown that he belongs, and he has the quality to factor in this team moving forward.
So we should more not so much rely, but I guess from that performance garner courage and confidence that a really good team can come out from his input as well.
Yeah, definitely. Dante comes from football royalty, if I may say so, in Trinidad mm-hmm. and Tobago. His father, Scott Seeley, would have been a former secondary school standout who went on to represent Trinidad and Tobago at the senior level. In fact, and when we qualified for our very first and only senior World Cup so far, Scott Seeley was involved in the earlier parts of that campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And so having offspring of the quality and talent that Dante has already shown is no surprise to many persons who follow football and would have followed football over the last two decades or so in Trinidad and Tobago.
Mm-hmm.
Dante Seeley, as I said, has hit the ground running, and we could only look for more and better from him from here on. The thing is, the pressure may now grow because we in Trinidad and Tobago also tend to really when we are for you, we are for you. When we lift you up, we really place high expectations
mm-hmm.
On a player, on an individual. And heading into World Cup qualifiers, which is regarded as our best chance of qualifying for the FIFA World Cup again since 2005-2006, the expectation of not just Dante, but of all of the members of the team going forward, and the coaching staff and the TTFA in general, the expectation is going to be tremendously high.
And with that expectation will come a lot of pressure. How would these young boys deal with that pressure? Is there a mechanism in place to disperse it, you think?
Well, we've heard the TTFA, through its president, mention recently over another issue of the team being given a bit of downtime during the Gold Cup at an event in Houston, Texas. We've heard him mention that, you know, the team has, or the administration and the backroom staff has placed a lot of emphasis on the mental health and supporting the guys in that particular way through, you know, the employment of psychologists, etc., and making that available as a service to the players. Dealing with the expectation and the pressure of a World Cup of professional football is already immense. Representing a country adds a little bit more pressure, where again that expectation of and the weight of the expectation of a nation is amplified. So going into a World Cup qualifying campaign, we can only imagine what that added pressure is for these young men. In Trinidad and Tobago, we have a small population. It means that you are highly visible as long as you are in and around the team. Persons may tend to get very close to you in the sense of the public is always very close. We are a very, very small, tight-knit community. And so you are always under constant scrutiny. Again, though, playing professional football requires a certain level, or to be successful at professional football requires a certain level of focus, a certain level of discernment that we can only hope that these players do have. But again, the TTFA has indicated that extra support mechanism is in fact in place, and we would be encouraged to know that the players would lean on that support system and that support mechanism as they see it fit.
And it's, as we're talking about management, the side of finding talent, that has always been an issue as well. Scouting for talent, meaning going out to the primary, secondary school games and searching for that continuity that we need in the team. Do you have any thoughts on how... if it is that there is a structure in place, if it can change, or what needs to be improved in that process?
Well, I can only speak for as far as I see. I'm not affiliated with the TTFA in any way, so I don't know what sort of structure they have in place in any great detail. I know there are elite programs and satellite programs where they do look at some of the better young talents around the country, and they do try to bring them into a centralized sort of program through the TTFA. This, though, will require a different level of scouting. You are looking for players who can immediately impact your senior national team on along a campaign to qualify for a World Cup. So whatever the TTFA has or does not have in place at that youth level right now will not necessarily factor into the main goal or the main objective, unless you find that really rare gem of a talent somewhere around. What Dwight York, as the head coach, and his staff in assistant Russell Latapy, Derek King, etc., what they will be doing now, I imagine, in the next 2 to 3 months before we go back into international competition, is looking at how best we can integrate some players that perhaps Trinidad and Tobago may not be familiar with. One of the promises of Dwight York heading into this Gold Cup campaign was that we would see players that we did not necessarily know of before. Lo and behold, Dante Seeley was one of them, if not the only one that that he introduced to us, and dare I say to a resounding success. What we would look forward to now as a public and as a nation is who can Dwight York find to impact the squad that he already has. He's noted that the 26 or so players that he chose for recent World Cup qualifiers against St. Kitts and Costa Rica, as well as the CONCACAF World Cup, is the core 26 that he's looking at right now. Will that change in the couple months leading into the rest of World Cup qualifiers in September, October, and November? It's left to be seen. But based on the word of Dwight York, it seems that as though that scouting mission and that scouting operation is well underway. And we've been hearing just under the surface some names being mentioned. He himself even said that he had some defensive problems or the bit of a defensive conundrum in this Gold Cup team that he's looking to fine-tune and to work out. And he's mentioned that there are at least two defenders that he's already contacted and will perhaps soon be integrated into the Soka Warriors team. So it's a different operation altogether, trying to find players for that senior international grade. Compared to that youth level. But for now, we can only wait and see what the plans of Dwight York and his staff are, as well as the thing is,
I think to eliminate that stress of finding persons for the senior team within the time frame that you just mentioned, probably a look at how players can be, I don't want to use the word groomed, but, you know, given that opportunity from the primary school, or even kiddie football, into primary school, secondary school, like how other teams abroad do it, like Barcelona, where they have their youth league and they choose their players from that. Probably instituting something like that in Trinidad and Tobago would help us, rather than just looking for seniors, as you said, for the team for the next couple of months to go back into international competition. We've got some comments coming in at 3061065. One person says here, TNT has to break this pattern of having to come from behind. Every game so far, we have conceded goals early in the game and have to struggle to come from behind. This is not a good pattern at all. Any comments on that?
Well, obviously, it's never good to go behind in a game. I think what we have to contend with is the fact that when in this particular instance, I would not get too historical, but in this particular incarnation of the Soka Warriors under head coach Dwight York, he's had a bit of time to sort of impart and stamp the identity of his team. And I think the greatest example of it that we've seen would have been that game against Saudi Arabia, where we took the lead and we looked, I wouldn't say in control, but definitely on par in many areas with Saudi Arabia for periods of time. And that's the first step. You know, how can you remain in the game for as long as possible? Whether it is you take the lead or even if you fall behind, oftentimes you see teams still being a threat, still being defensively solid, even though they fall behind, whether that be through a bit of misfortune or whatnot, or even just the outright brilliance of the opposition team. How the question is, though, how long can our teams keep themselves in games. And with the exception of the USA game, I don't think we've been, and even the Ghana game that we played in London recently, I don't think that we've been entirely outplayed in matches that I have seen under head coach Dwight Yorke. The results, however, is what you will be judged on at the end of the day. And they have not been favorable entirely. Dwight Yorke's record as the head coach would have seen him win against St. Kitts and Nevis, a narrow defeat against Costa Rica. So there are the encouraging signs.
Mm-hmm.
That consistency, though, is lacking for now. The unfortunate thing for Dwight Yorke is that he doesn't have another international window to sort of test or experiment before heading straight into the crux of the matter the final stage of World Cup qualifying later on this year. So, again, it's left to be seen how much he can impact that, what the comment that the listener is making in terms of having his team dominate games from start. It's still left to be seen.
So in closing, you're thinking the way in which we approach the game / dominate the game is something that we need to pay attention to. Endurance levels would be another note for them to take into consideration, you think?
Oh, certainly. It's been a criticism of teams for as long as I remember, our ability to match the energy levels and the fitness levels of our opponents. Dwight Yorke has been known to be one of the fittest players that we've ever produced. So hopefully we'll see that sort of regime being implemented and the fruits of it being reaped when the team next plays.
Mm-hmm.
But dominating the game is one aspect of it, but remaining resolute, remaining difficult to break down is really what I think we are looking for from our teams. Dwight Yorke has said that his preferred style is to play on the front foot, and certainly I would want to imagine that would be tempered based on the opponents that you face. But look, World Cup qualification football, we have two games in September, two games in October, and two games in November. Three games, if I'm not mistaken, are actually away from home. So this is a real test for the Soka Warriors heading into World Cup qualifying. It's a different ball game altogether. And recently, speaking to one of our former Soka Warriors, Kelvin Jack, he mentioned that it's not about pretty football at this stage. It's about your ability to get results, especially results away from home, where crowds may be hostile, where conditions may not be suitable or favorable. And that, to me, is the real test. And that is what the Gold Cup would have been a sort of dry run of. How can the team play in conditions that are not favoring them, in conditions that are unfamiliar to them? And so far, it's not been bad. It could have been better.
Better, yeah.
But the real test is in those first three games of our World Cup, the next stage of World Cup qualifying, which, mind you, is the final stage. We need to win our group, which contains Jamaica and Curaçao, Trinidad and Tobago, and Bermuda. We need to win that group in order to progress automatically to the World Cup next year in the United States, Mexico, and Canada, or at the very least, play second in order to play a playoff with some of the other teams around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be critically important how we play and how we set up to play when we are away from home, because we want to imagine that when we come home in more friendly conditions, we could express ourselves.
Music and everything. Now that's the thing. One of the comments was the confidence of the team. They take a little while to settle into the rhythm of the match, and then it always seems that the second half is always better than the first. So how do we raise the confidence levels of the team? Is it that we have to assign a party of spectators to be at every single game, have some soccer playing on the sidelines. What would be your suggestions to keep that confidence level up?
I think we've always responded very well to large crowds, our players, that is. They've responded very well to large crowds, high-energy crowds, etc. Dwight York himself has mentioned that he wants his players to be braver, to be more confident, to be more assertive, and to not question themselves as much as he's observed in his time as head coach. So that is more, I think, of a psychological nature and how Dwight and the staff sort of gets that message across to the players, because again, we will not have another opportunity to put it into practice on the field before we actually play our next competitive fixtures. So that is a matter of how Dwight communicates with his players in the time, the downtime or the away time between then and now, and the messaging behind what he wants them to do or to accomplish, you know, that is going to be very important. Dwight has his appointment has been has seen a swelling in motivation and a swelling the overall expectation in local circles and even in the diaspora. So it's a matter of how can he continue to have that effect. Not just on the population, the wider population, but on his players that, hey, we are Trinidad and Tobago. We do belong to be, we do belong in this final phase of World Cup qualifying. And more than that, we belong at the next World Cup. How does Dwight sort of form that message and get it across to his players? That's a question for him.
All right. Thanks to you so much, Mr. Jesse Marik, for taking the time and giving us some insight in the football. I think that Trinis do support football to a large extent, and it would be, you know, best for us to come together and really support the team moving forward. To, you say the last games would be November to December?
Yeah, so we have 2 games in September, 2 games in October and 2 games in November. Those are our last 6 games to determine whether or not Trinidad and Tobago will make a return to the big stage, the big dance, as I like to call it.
Yeah, the big dance.
The FIFA Senior Men's World Cup in 2026.
Well, enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tosca. Same to you.
Take care.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.